this war, now where your ammo pack? Heat seeking bars, find shelter when I blast that. Miraculous recovery just when I bounce back. So when the money come, I'm gon' spend it. Drop an 8 off to Mo, bring my own and let them smoke. Put some lean up in my coke with some jackets, no joke. I see you spitting at the club and straight choke. My momentum getting heavy, so I doubt I go broke.
Test it, test it, 1, 2. Test it, test it.
Test, test.
Like that's my computer got funny. Moke and Friends.
Yeah,
it
man.
Is Moke and Gwala.
Gwala Earn, man.
Moke and Earn. Moke and Track City Earn. Moke and Earn a Dollar.
Loud Pack Earn. Black Sheep Earn. Whatever.
How can you go by Earn a Dollar no more?
Cause I'm trying to get a million.
Earn a million.
Yeah.
But if you earn a million, then will your name be Earn a Million? If you already earned a million.
Name's Earn, man. Go with everything. It really does go with everything.
It should be like Earn, like you're Earn to.
You know why they call me Earn?
Why?
In fourth grade, I started getting called Earn.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how to say Earn?
Nah, my homeboys just start. We're being stupid. His name is Adrian.
Uh huh.
I was calling Erdry. What's up, Erdry? And then my homegirl, Ernalise. Her name's Annalise. We're calling her Ernalise. So they started calling me Earn, and that shit just stuck. There's didn't stick, but.
All right. So there's a lot to cover.
Like a blanket.
Alright, so I guess so we can get into all the fun stuff, so let's just clear the air, I guess.
Yeah.
To get your side of the story. We got everybody's side of the story.
Talking about Fresh.
The Fresh laptop. As I say, it's I mean, you know, it's just,
man, it could have gone way better.
It could have.
But
how could it have gone way better?
If the nigga would have hit me up and been like, yo, bro, you got that laptop? Can I come pick it up?
But why would you take it?
Because it was sitting there gathering dirt.
But still.
I didn't really take it, man. I borrowed it.
Because, I mean, I guess the house you were at, the guy said you could take it.
Yeah, my nigga Spree. Spree. Well, I kind of talked Spree down into it. But.
You know, on the podcast we did, he actually said that. Cause I was like, "Yo, why did you say no?" And he was like, "I did." That's free time. I did.
It's hard to tell me no, man. Cause I'm one of those motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I know how to come at you when to come at you. Pretty much.
You know these type of cigarettes, I don't crush them, dog. I just smoke them regular, man.
They still taste like menthols.
No, that menthol taste is too much for me, dog. That shit would kill me.
I think I heard that you can get addicted to those way more faster.
Probably.
And they're way more worse for you.
Dog, probably, man.
Just shit in that ball when you crush it.
Oh, yeah.
No one knows really what that is. It could be Listerine. It could be fucking rat poison, man.
Rat-sterine.
Progress 8 off to a motherfucking bang.
Let's talk about Progress 7. You just dropped Progress 7.
Yeah, Progress 7 out right now.
Let's talk about how did this come about, the progresses.
I was talking about releasing a lot of music.
Can you be a normal person and turn your mic towards you?
Is it towards me? It's towards me.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
The head of it.
I got to talk into the motherfucking front of it.
Oh, yeah, I forget. My bad. Yeah, because you got the cover on it, so it looks like a...
Yeah, it looks like it's pointed that way, but
feel like about a breakfast club.
I want to put a little swang down.
You know they got those table stands? Like, that you, like, hook up here so you can just have...
That's how I call Mexican mic stand.
But yeah, they're only like $20.
Well, you got to put a screw. You
make one somehow.
Yeah, put a screw right there, man.
See, that's one thing I will say about you. You are a crafty guy. You are crafty Mexican.
Like
a
Mexican ingenuity, all that.
All right, so before, okay, let's start from the beginning. How'd you start rapping? What got you into rap?
Man, I was freestyling at parties, drunk and shit.
Mm-hmm.
How basically, old were you? 17.
So when'd you fall in love with hip hop?
I was young.
Yeah,
that's all I've ever listened to.
What was your first like?
My first concert and shit.
Nah, like me, I had an older brother, so I mean, like for me to buy my first album, even though my first album I bought was a cassette, but the first album I ever bought, and I was younger, and that my mom actually let me buy was Tupac Machiavelli, and it was in a cassette tape. But I have a brother that's 6 years older, so I mean, I was exposed to a lot of shit. Like my brother used to get Too Short and shit. My mom, nigga, you ain't listening to that.
Like,
but you,
I
but
used
you're
to listen
older,
to third,
right?
Third degree and shit, like, mm-hmm. Okay, like eighth grade and shit, like I don't know, fell in love with that shit way early. Like,
yeah.
Because they would talk about everything I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, my shit. So.
Nice. So you started freestyling at parties at 17?
16, 17. Then Fees pulled me in the lab one night because we're over at Justin Jones.
So was Fees already rapping?
Yeah, Fees been rapping since the day I met him.
Okay.
That nigga been rapping.
Yeah.
Had bars. So then I started fucking flowing with him, and then I'm competitive motherfucker, so then.
Yeah.
Still compete. Still at it.
So where did the name Track City come from?
One day we were just like, everything was city for some reason. Like, I'm talking about everything. Blunt, yeah. Blunt City, man. Yeah. Drank City, man. Computer City. Whatever city. Speaker City.
Yeah.
Candy City. Everything one day. So then finally we just stuck with Track City because we have a bunch of tracks.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep. And then it goes perfect with OD because the fucking railroad run right through this bitch and we cross tracks every day.
Even think about that. Yeah, that's a pretty clever name when you think about it, man.
Yeah.
Like, it means you should have a lot of tracks galore.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We do.
So how'd y'all meet Prada?
I don't know.
That nigga just appeared?
I went to a party. I got fucked up. I'm playing punch pong. And I was blazing everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking a shitload of fucking Paco Punch, whatever.
Yeah.
They had white tile in there. Next thing I know, I don't remember shit, but I'm supposedly puking everywhere. All this shit on this nigga's white tile and shit. And then I think maybe Prada took me to my crib.
Oh, shit.
Or something like
that. You didn't know him?
Mm-mm. And I was talking to him about rap or something. And
yeah.
I think he went up there and we started rap.
Damn.
Nigga never left.
So.
He was cool.
Did he know Fees?
Nuh-uh. Like, we really don't know how we met Prada. Like, it's like he was just meant to be around us.
Yeah.
That's how we took it. Like,
Prada's really a ghost.
Probably. He is now, for sure.
So, I mean, when did the I guess, because Track City, like, before I moved to Austin, like, y'all were doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all were.
We had some moments.
Yeah, like y'all were coming up. I know y'all had a couple big shows planned up. Y'all had like a team. Y'all had Low Key and shit.
We had management.
Producers. Y'all
management team.
Dropping videos and shit. I mean, like, y'all.
On tour with Young Nation.
There was one point in time when y'all niggas were probably. And I'll even say more than me. Because I think at one point in time, I was probably the most consistent rapper here. But I think y'all were probably the most consistent rapper that was doing like the full package. Like,
yeah.
y'all were dropping like official shit, you know what I'm saying? Like mix and master with the producer, y'all were dropping videos, y'all were dropping singles.
That's when Lucky lived here too.
Yeah, like y'all were dropping like a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? So when do you think that, like, I know Track City became more you when Fees went to jail.
Yeah, it's still me and Fees, man. I look at it like a family still though.
Yeah.
Yeah. These motherfuckers, you know how people get.
So is Prada classified family?
Prada's like the disowned.
Disowned? Why?
Yeah, I had to disown. Cause man, snake ass nigga, man, fuck it.
What was the riff? What happened?
I don't know. Pretty much, I've gone out my way too much.
Yeah.
For him.
Cause I do remember. During the Track City days, even the videos and shit, when I would help Joey and do shit, that you were footing the bill for a lot of shit.
Yeah, man. Well, I had more bread, and I've always just got more not give a damn to throw it.
Yeah.
I'll get $100 and throw it $100 that day.
But do you ever regret and be like, I should have used this on something else, or?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, because my head just like, hit another one. Get it again. Do it again.
You know what you should do? How I probably say it off the podcast on one of my stealing ideas and shit. It's actually a fucking good idea to start up.
Hell yeah.
But oh man, fuck it. Pass me that Parmesan.
Pass the Cavassier.
Oh, amazing. So you're Odessa kid.
Odessa cat, man.
So, you know what's weird? And I guess I always find it weird because when I see people like you who's like from here and all this shit, and it's just from the time that I was rapping and doing shit, from the time I met y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I was already like that nigga when I met y'all, you know what I'm saying? Then I was like,
You seen my first performance.
Yeah, but it was like a breath of fresh air because I was always that nigga who I was like, yo, if you put me on a bill, like, I'm just gonna be the hypest nigga. I always said it's gonna be me and the Dropout Boys. If we're on the same bill, we're gonna kill it.
Dropout Boys go in, man.
Yeah, and then once y'all came about, I was like, cool, because like y'all were a group, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like y'all, it was more so like, well, to me, I guess, I don't know, because I don't know how the scene goes or whatever, but to me it was like I never really seen something like that, you know what I'm saying? Because you have your groups and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like respect is due, you know what I'm saying? That's like the Mexican Wu-Tang damn near, you know what I'm saying? But with y'all, it was just three of y'all, and it was like y'all were like inseparable, you know what I'm saying? Like wherever one of y'all was at, the other two
like
was at.
We like a fam, like, yeah. Straight up. Like, I don't know, I still go to war with them boys, I don't give a fuck, but Pooh did some hoe ass shit.
Man. Yeah.
He's a hoe ass nigga for that.
I mean, is there coming back for that?
I don't understand how.
Like if he was like, yo, my bad, let's sit down and talk
man,
about
we've
it.
Man, we've had all my bads and shit.
But I mean,
we've done this, man. It's not to a point, to a line where you cross, to where my head's like, fuck that motherfucker for life.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Wow. That's pretty deep, man.
It's deep.
How long y'all know each other?
Like 5 years.
Because, I got, like, I mean, when I came here, I was in a group. And, I mean, there was some foul shit that happened or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Like, I'm just not good at holding grudges against people, dog.
It's not even a grudge, man. It's more like it's despicable, like. That nigga's despicable.
Wait, that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had foul shit done to me by people, and then it's just like, I end up smoking a blunt one day, and I'm just like, eh, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, I've done the same. Too many times.
I mean, because, you know, like, I feel like if you're doing better than somebody who did you dirty, then, like, what's the point of still being?
It's just like a fuck you thought thing. I don't want you to do me dirty again.
I got you.
Do dirty once. Twice, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times, eight times. They're going to do it a ninth time.
So, but with Prada, like, being away, do you feel like anything has slowed down your production? Or?
Nah, it's gotten better.
Yeah? Even with, like, the art and all that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. I just need my, if I had Photoshop, that'd be cool. Yeah, his artwork helped. But,
so
I can do the same thing, man.
All right, now let's jump back. Progress.
Progress, baby.
How did Progress come about?
I started it. I forgot why I started it. I just wanted a solo tape. We're about to do some solo shit.
But I mean, you had Game 6. Yeah.
Game 6 was Squad.
I thought it was more so you, though.
Mm-mm.
Planet Iron?
Planet Iron was Planet Iron, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but we had Perfect Mistakes. We're just trying to have a whole roundup of things. We had another team tape coming. We had it. It was done. It's done still.
So
it's artificial.
If Fees was out, would you still be doing Progress?
Yeah.
But do you think that would be like a good look for the group then? Like, do you think that would?
I wouldn't have had so many.
Right. Okay.
For sure.
Because you're doing what? Progress 12 all the way to 12.
I'm going to tell them Rich, bro. I think it's coming though.
But I mean. But do you not think a tape a month is quite much?
It's not
much?
Really what I'm doing really now.
I mean, yeah, you've been like
I shot for 2 months at the start, and I was on pace for it, and then I got robbed, so it knocked me off pace. But I'm still could be on pace because I'm already almost done with the 8.
But I mean, do you not see the thing in that?
I guess I don't,
bro. Because it's like you dropped 7 last week.
Shout out
7, and you finna be done with 8.
It's raw.
8 sounds good. It does. You know what I'm saying? But it's like you're not even giving the marination. You're not letting that shit marinate in brains and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just.
I don't think there's no marinating in these motherfuckers' heads.
I think so because.
Or they're full of marinate.
Here's my thing that I always try to think about, like with
I figure I'm going to shout. Progress 8's full of shout-outs. Like, so, okay. I shout somebody out. I tell you. Yeah, I shout you out in the trade. Go check it out.
Right.
But then now they got to check the song out.
Right.
Dang. I'm just trying to get some ears.
I dig. Okay, so what is the progress eight? What's the inspiration behind that?
My grandma died. So it's kind of...
Yeah. So is it...
It's more real.
Is it dark? Is it...
It's more real. Probably realer. My realest shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. And there ain't really no, like, hip-hop trap-ass songs.
Yeah. And so in between the progress, you dropped a couple tapes, too? You dropped the Anti-Mumble tape?
Yeah, Anti-Mumble. I'm going to do an Anti-Mumble, too.
Like...
I got Weekend at Bernie's coming, too.
What about Weekend at Ernie's?
I mean, Weekend at Ernie's. I'm sorry. I always say Bernie's.
But you, I remember you telling me that you don't listen to much music.
I know, but I still hear everything.
But enough to make an Anti-Mumble tape too?
Yeah. Fuck it.
But okay, so when you talk about mumble, are you?
It's more or less just a...
But I mean...
It's a repetitiveness.
But is there anybody... What I mean is there...
It should be anti-repetitive.
Is there anybody here per se?
Nah.
Who mumbles?
I wouldn't say.
No?
Nah. People around here kind of got bars.
So then...
If they're spitting, they're spitting.
Then why would you just focus on the city then? And say, like, fuck... Like, if niggas here ain't mumbling...
Because, man, if we focus on the city, then we stay there.
Right,
I'm trying to do something that'll knock a real head off.
I got you. Because when I was doing music, I always felt like wherever I'm at, I'm going to try to take it over, but that's not my goal. My goal is to take over everything that's out of this bitch.
Like Pinky and the Brain or Take Over the World type. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
Liquor for breakfast.
I'm starting to understand my frequencies and stuff, though, like on my mixing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a CD in my truck. Yeah. It sounds exactly how it sounds in here.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
That's good.
Hell yeah.
So, let me see. I'm thinking some shit. I'm kind of buzzed. I kind of had a couple of drinks. Give me one more cigarette.
Yeah, I can't find them.
Oh my goodness, guy.
I be losing my head, cuz.
Bro, I realize that. Ah! So... Ah. So how do you do you feel like you're like the a bad guy here, Odessa?
In their eyes, I ain't bad. I ain't that bad, but I'm a bad motherfucker. Yeah.
But why would you think? Because I've seen you be ratchet. I remember there was a hip hop fest one time.
Yeah, I used to get drunk.
And you got drunk as shit. And I remember I was like, "Yo, nigga."
There we go.
You got to chill because you ain't even went on yet.
I used to hit them double goose and bulls. Shout out to Low Key.
I was like, niggas being bad, disrespectful. These niggas try to freestyle. You just talking shit.
Talking my shit.
In the background.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that's like, I feel me personally.
I was younger.
Huh?
I was a lot younger.
Well, yeah, but let me tell you later. I feel me personally.
Oh, snagged.
Des Bryant.
Shit, what's up with our flag? We're going to start a flag football team, Track City. Flag football. Come.
That Mo City never dropped.
Still have it.
I was in Austin, nigga. I was out there going nuts, man.
Let's do something.
It was so hard for me to do tracks. It was like, not even tracks. Let's
run Mo City again.
I mean, but I need everybody.
We got to have Feezy, man. I hope he gets out rapping.
I need Proudy. Like, get free your mind.
Free Feez, man.
Free Feez.
I think he's getting out soon. I haven't really talked to nobody about it.
Have you looked up his shit?
I nah. I don't even know how to do that. I've never done that.
Weirdly, it's simple.
I know. You people just, tell me that all the time.
You gotta know his name, his date of birth.
I'm not good at remembering the dude. I wrote him like 4 times, then I didn't have no fucking envelopes. Or like, I lost the letter.
That's weird for you to say.
But then I finally got one off. Talking out the mic, out the zone.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you say that you ain't had no envelope as if...
No, that day, like, I needed it
you right... You could have got one.
But I needed it right then, bro.
Could went to the post office, got one, and mailed it off same time.
I ain't never even been that side of town.
Bro, shut the fuck up. The post office is right down the street, nigga.
What? I've been getting busy, man.
Huh?
I've been busy. But that's my nigga, man, and... It is what it is. That's my brother, though. Whatever.
Yeah. I get it. I fucking get it. I fucking get it. So, why you call yourself Loud Pack Erd?
Because I'm always running with a loud pack.
Yeah. I can dig that.
Loud Pack Erd, running with a loud pack, man.
I can dig that. So, what you, yeah, back to the Sea Fresh shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Damn, it's just all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool, though.
So you took the computer.
I didn't take it.
Then how did it leave with you? The computer left with you.
I fixed it, technically, because it didn't have a charger, so I put a charger to it. It didn't have a battery, like, I put a battery in it. Damn.
I mean, that's not technically fixed. That's fixing
it was, problem. I did more than he did in 4 months to that bitch, because I sat there and seen that bitch there for 4 months, just gathering dirt, cat piss, and some more cigarette ashes. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm going to take this hoe and whip some crack with that bitch.
Was the cat peeing on it?
I'm not saying that. I don't fuck with cats because I think they pee on everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I think dogs would
nasty too. Motherfuckers.
That's just cat piss that smells like ammonia.
I don't know if Tina pisses everywhere, man.
Probably.
I beat her ass, dude. I beat their ass.
Where's she, outside?
Yep.
Alright, so you had the computer, and so when you left with the computer, did you not think to hit up Fresh and be like, yo, I got your computer?
Nah, I told Spree, if he ever asked for it, call me and I'll bring it that day, that second.
So he never hit you up for it?
Nope. Just blasted me.
He started calling. Bow! So he started beefing with you.
Facebooking. Boss be in the Twitter fingers.
You know, like, it was crazy, man. Like I told Fresh, I was like, bruh, y'all niggas live too close to each other to be battling each other on Facebook.
It's just... whatever.
I'm like, niggas live literally 4 to 5 minutes down the street, two lights, make a left. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
what is it, two lights, make
it,
a left?
It's
more
there.
Lights than that, man.
So, okay, so...
like 8 cops before you get there.
I've never seen any.
8 cops away.
So, are you done with that, or...?
I've been done with it since shit.
So, but the computer is what, gone?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I mean, what if he was like?
I tried to get it back, man, but I couldn't.
If you got it back, would you give it back to him?
Yeah, I was going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty noble.
I'm a noble motherfucker.
Yeah, but okay. So what happened? What happened to it?
Well, it ended up in the mix.
In the mix.
It ended up in the mix, man.
In the mix.
Like B93.
You know, I've been trying to find the rap station here, and
there ain't one.
Yeah, dog, B93 is whack.
All you gotta do is Google Track City Earn, man. There's a rap station right there. Yep.
So, I remember you were talking about, we're jumping back to the progress or just tracks, but when you were, I know that you still do, that you, if people want, they can get like the whole collection of
it's on everywhere, like Google,
but what I'm saying, the whole collect, because this is still something.
There's some whack songs, bro, but there's some ill ass. If I had to cut some songs out still, and you'll love everyone.
Then why wouldn't you?
Because I want y'all to see the progress of that.
So
there's a point of that,
but if there's a whack song on progress 1 and a whack song on progress 2 and then a whack song on progress 4, where's the progress?
Just keep on watching, baby. Fuck.
Okay, so here's what I want to make sense of, because we have a lot of conversations about this.
Yeah.
So you say you give somebody the 8 progresses on the USB.
Yeah.
And they have like,
so I'm playing backwards,
200 songs. I just don't get, like, how the fuck do you have 200 songs within 8? Oh yeah, because you give them the shit that didn't make it also, right?
Nah.
What?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what's up with that file, because it says it's like 259 songs or something.
That's insane. But it's good.
I'm pretty insane.
Yeah, is there an ash over there?
Yeah. Well, like an ash thing.
A ash cart.
Ash thing.
So, okay, but when are you going to drop an Earn solo album? That's not a mixtape.
I'm trying to drop it on my birthday. Me and Platt about to start recording it this weekend. I think we're about to start in a minute.
When's your birthday?
September 28th. Okay. Welcome to my Earniverse. Mm. Man, it's gonna be ill. All production from Jay Platt.
Yeah.
All the mix down from Jay Platt.
Shout out Jay Platt.
Shout out to Jay Platt. It's the boy.
Yeah. So I mean, do you fuck with any other producers out here?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I be trying to look for some. I don't know.
Like if they got some heat and they want to make a song, like, I'm ready.
I've only heard like one J Platt beat.
On the cool, I've heard a lot of beat makers beats around here, and I like them. Like, oh
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of ties of motherfuckers. That's the thing about here, man.
Like, there's that, like people sleep on like Great Scott. I forgot about him till just a second. I'm gonna hit him up in a minute.
I don't know. Only producer I know is Roger.
Yeah, shout out to Roger. Great Scott, J Platt, Snizzy,
Cartel,
Catch. Nick, fucking.
Oh yeah, Nick. Yeah, yeah.
Who else producing?
It was crazy. Like, I'm cool with Nick, but I haven't really heard like too many Nick beats. I got surprised I haven't even been on a Nick beat.
Ricky Race.
Oh yeah, Ricky Race is
Ricky
dope.
Race is cool.
Where does he live? Like Big Spring or something?
I don't know. I feel like he lives in a hole underground somewhere because I never seen him. Motherfucker.
I know he don't live in Odessa or Midland.
But he makes some cold beats.
Yeah. Like, I think besides Roger, because Roger's always going to be my number one because that is my guy. But I think that, and this is no offense to any other producer because I just haven't heard none of y'all shit, or at least I don't think I have. But I think Ricky Race under Roger is like that nigga. Because Ricky Race, like, there was some shit that.
I go J Platt, number one, and Snizzy. They're like 1/1.
Snizzy's a white boy, right?
1A and 1B in my head.
Snizzy, white boy?
Yeah, Snizzy.
Yeah, I met Ben Vaughn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him like a while back. Like, me and Antoine had a show, and it was like me, Antoine, and like Mini Mac. Shout out to Jeff. Jeff.
Shout out
to
Jeff.
I want to say about Jeff, I'm going to make sure you listen to this fucking episode. Because what people don't know about Jeff, Omega Red,
shout out.
Or Pookie Wilson.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember Jeff when he wasn't even DJing, dog. And me and this nigga would have long conversations about DJing. And then I remember I was just a music guy. So I had like a keyboard, I had turntables and shit. And so Jeff was like, yo. And I had like just a crates, nigga. And he was like, we made a deal and then we traded. So I gave him the shit. And then I remember I'll go to his house every day, make sure that nigga was really using
that
shit.
What'd y'all trade?
Huh?
What'd y'all trade? That was bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? We traded talent, man.
Talent.
But
and right I remember, here we trade talent.
And I remember I was telling that nigga like, yo, I want you to be my DJ. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I want you to be my DJ. But anyway, that nigga got good and now he's a full-time DJ. Like, shout out Jeff. Like, and it made me happy because he DJed like two of my sets before.
I got jumped at one of the.
Oh yeah, by who?
Hobar.
Because y'all talking shit.
I was. Hey, look, it was my birthday, I think.
But that's not an excuse to be acting a fool like
it
that.
It was back then.
To disrespect, like, the crowd.
I didn't even know I did that. I just did it, like, out of pure do it.
Like, everybody knows you did that.
I know.
Because even, like, still to this day I hear about it. Like, somebody be like, yeah, man.
I heard I got shot in the head.
What?
Then what gonna tell me I got shot in the head. Yeah. Say I got shot in the head and didn't even get knocked out by it. But
where you get shot? No,
I think I got hit in the head with a bottle, but I still didn't get knocked out.
I think I heard you got hit, y'all got hit with a bottle, or somebody got hit with a bottle, or they were throwing bottles. That was at the Ranchy, right? At Ranchito?
Nah, that was at Dan Rudy's. Shout out to Rudy's. Yeah, Cowboys Nation, baby.
That used to be Ranchito, but yeah,
I don't know.
Rudy's, man. That's like this motherfucking
water heater about to take off the space.
Water heater, stomach rumbling and shit. But okay, so we're just gonna do. Man, this show is gonna be all over the fucking place.
That's tight.
This is what happens.
That's about how my brain go.
Probably the earliest podcast I've done.
And I just woke up. I got one sock on.
That's true. Wow. Interesting. Not including yourself or fees. Give me top five rappers here.
Here?
Midland, Odessa.
Besides me?
Besides you and Feeth. Okay. And I'm not an active rapper.
Okay, so I'm going to give you 3 through 7 then.
What? Okay.
You get?
Yeah, I get it.
I start with Antoine.
Okay.
Country.
Mm-hmm.
See, 3 is a good one. 3 is hard. I just went blank as fuck, too. I'm gonna go with Spree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's three. Two more.
Truex, Logan Bush.
Truex and who?
Truex and Logan Bush.
So that's your. Okay, but is Logan even? He's not an active rapper. They ain't he's active. A nigga who just.
They ain't
raps.
Even active, and then Truex. Okay, so minus them too. Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
Niggas. I like Ono shows.
Yeah, I like Ono too. Ono would definitely be in my top five.
Yeah. Who else? And Block.
You know, like I've only you know, Block was supposed to perform at that show.
I like Block.
That one Saturday? Yeah. Last Saturday he was performing. Like only time the first time I've seen and heard of Block, which I think Block Chop, like that name is just like it's just crazy.
I think he's a funny ass motherfucker. I never met him.
But I know that he does like that like Songs for the Bitches. I know that they were doing that shit a lot. And it sounded good. It sounded good.
Yeah.
Damn. Fucking stomach hurt. Especially when I got liquor, man.
Boy, gotta go boo boo.
Nah, I ain't got boo. It's just, it runs its course. did you find what you're looking for?
Nope, I didn't. So I'm gonna have to resort.
Cut my life in two pieces. So, if there was any rapper you could collab with here, who would it be? That you
Young Gunna.
Gunna?
Not Cashmere, Young Gunna.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing too, man. Like, I was telling, who else? I think I told Bake. I was like, man, I can't call Gunna Cashmere, man. Like, because I know Gunna, you know what I'm saying? And Gunna, I mean, not saying Cashmere don't go hard, but Gunna was like,
thugging.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Gunna at one point was like my fucking.
It goes back, man. I like him because.
I think Gunna's in my top
five. He's a grade older than me. And at Bonham, he used to always be walking around in the Crip motherfucking khakis.
Yeah.
Not the fucking khakis, but the Crips at Bonham were allowed to wear the fucking baby blue fucking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the little cello ass.
Yeah.
But that nigga would rock the Crip every day. Every fucking single day. And he would walk around. Rapping something.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
So that's whenever he was rapping, I was like, yo, I figured he'd be real.
Yeah.
So I knew he was real.
Yeah.
I fuck with him.
Does he live here now?
I think. I don't know. His Facebook be saying Odessa sometime.
I know when I talked to him, he said that he was here.
He said he was going to come record. So I guess he's going to record over here.
As far as he's going to record at Murder.
We're probably about to start fucking around.
Should. I mean, me and Gunna and Craze, we had a group and we put out some good shit. But I moved to Austin, them niggas started beefing. It's just like every time I move, like somebody in the group starts beefing. I move, y'all start beefing.
It wasn't
you and Prada.
Man, it's not even beef, man. It's life.
Y'all ain't fucking with each other.
I ain't gonna.
You just said your whole ass nigga.
He is for life.
It's kind of beef.
It's not beef. It's life. Is what I said.
Gual.
It is what it is, man. Water under the bridge that I burnt.
Do you feel that you've burned a lot of bridges here?
Yeah, now I'm an island. That's what it is. I'm a like Revis.
I mean, but what about what do you think that does to like shows and shit?
I'll eat one any day. Give me the mic.
Right, but if you burn bridges,
I didn't mean to. They burnt, kind of burnt themselves. It's like they had the gas, I had the torch, you know?
They had the gas, you had the Joe torch.
Shout out. So we've never beefed.
Let's talk about Hip Hop Fest.
All right. What's to talk about?
What happened there?
I know I didn't get to perform, so I didn't like it.
I know you had a pretty amazing set up, and
yeah.
I was excited.
And it was about to have an exclamation point at the point in.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it before in a year, so I was excited to see it. And just being at the Hip Hop Fest the night before and stuff. And whatever happened was is you talked to Breed and Spree, and they said they had you.
Yeah.
And then what's his face?
I'm on the thing. Nigga made a flyer.
Yeah, and then Smoke said
it was just all out of whack.
Yeah, the second day was very
C Fresh's set went forever.
Yeah.
It was long, man.
Yeah, somebody else. Well, actually, Breed said that on.
Maybe if I thought it was long, because.
Now, Breed on the Me and Breed podcast, he actually mentioned that and said that kind of pissed him off because that niggas went over. But you know, it's like I tell Spree, man, like, yo, you gotta. Like,
I had a nice three song set.
If you gonna DJ these events, dog, like you gotta cut niggas off. You got to, man. I know Spree don't want to step on no toes, fucking, though. But the thing is that. I feel that Spree could, even if he don't got it, he can hit niggas with it because he's the only DJ here.
Spree needs like a bouncer on his side or something.
He's the only DJ like, here, so I mean,
tell him this, and then the bouncer will go down there and punk him into that. Because a lot of people around here would be like, nah, fuck you, man, I'll keep going. Because I would.
But why? What would that accomplish?
Well, they tried to cut me off one time, one set. But I had a fucking crunk set. And it was fucking... The build up, like,
yeah,
like it's like hip hop into my new shit,
yeah.
And this fucking DJ, and he's wasting time cutting my shit. We're arguing.
Like, oh, yeah,
I'm telling Spree, tell this motherfucker, man. Shit goes on. He gets another song, spit that hoe. He did it to me again. Damn. I had another song, it was whack. He killed my vibe,
yeah.
But I still didn't fuck up.
So what are the plans for Earn?
Take over the world.
But in all seriousness,
in
like
all seriousness,
I know. But like, what are your goals in hip hop?
I'm coming for everything.
But what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in hip hop?
Everything.
But what's everything, nigga?
Everything. Like I want to be known Earn like Hove, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You speak Spanish?
I know it.
You rap it?
I could.
Why don't you ever try to, like, not saying you should do Chicano rap. You should probably rap the same way you rap, but like.
Because I'm not. That's just not how I am.
No, I'm not. See, you didn't listen. I said you should rap the same way you do, but why don't you present, like, your shit to, like, Mexico, too? That's my new bar. Do what you do.
I mean, I'll be down with that.
I mean, I just feel, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
Mexican, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, In Odessa, you kind of have no choice because most of the rappers in Odessa are like Mexican or white or whatever. But like in Midland, most of the rappers are like niggas or Mexicans. But I feel like Respect Is Due are the only ones that are trying to.
I don't want to step in their lane with that.
But I'm not saying do Chicano rap.
No, I've never really even listened to that. Like
I'm just saying like
I'm not ever been an MB Riders type listening.
Me neither, dude.
It's just not me, man.
I mean, no offense to anybody, but I can't fuck with Envy Riders, dog. Like,
I can't fuck with this that style.
That Bocos Pero Locos on Sunday, yeah, dog. No, I'm like, yo,
no okay.
Bring me some slow jams, nigga. Like,
I'll be like, man, put that CD in.
I cannot.
That Ludacris CD.
Where was your first concert?
Ludacris. Shut up.
I bet that was live,
boy,
dog.
Boy, that shit was lit. I was in fourth grade. First
what?
Time. Yeah.
Fourth grade?
Yeah.
Who took you there?
I don't know. I don't even know how I ended up there, but I was there with my fucking homie, and we went in that bitch, and it smelled like dro and some more shit.
Yeah.
That's when I fell in love with weed.
What's the biggest stage you performed on? Like, the biggest crowd, biggest stage, whatever.
Kirko.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
I think.
Not the car show.
Nah. In Midland at Cabana.
Oh, because I did the
car
show. They
still do shows at Cabana.
What's Cabana? I don't know. Ever since Gunna got into that fight or the Juicy J shit. I got to talk that nigga about it. I want to talk to his shit about that shit on here, man. Because I remember I was chilling and that nigga Roger sent me a video. It is like a video of the show and it's Gunna just like all bloody in the middle and like pepper spray. And I was like, I text Gunna. I was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing out there, nigga?
I was
like,
you're
performing out there, dog. And he was like, man, niggas, it got crazy. That nigga Juicy J even posted a video on World Star, like showed him pulling up to the event. There's no more cops there, and he was like, "Yo,
yeah, I remember that." Yeah. Shout out to Gunna. That was,
yeah. I mean, he.
I like. He was cool. But.
Yeah, like dog. Gunna. I was like, Gunna's my nigga, man. Like Gunna was my protege at one point because that nigga was always
what's
at my
protege,
crib. Huh?
What's that mean?
Like he was like I was molding him to like be the next me or the next better me or whatever.
Like Kobe.
Yeah, I mean.
Think you're Kobe Moke?
Yeah, I mean, I'm LeVar Ball. That's man. What I have, nigga.
With?
I am LeVar Ball.
Okay.
Nah.
Proud parent.
Yeah. That nigga got them shoes going for $400. Right.
They sell it though, my bitch.
Them hoes look like Kobe's, man. Good to go. What are you currently listening to?
Me. Yeah.
But why don't you want to listen to other shit just to get like, you know,
see? I do, like I just compare my right now I'm just comparing Progress 8 and Carter 3 all day.
How's that looking? Carter 3 sold 1 million the first week.
I know, man, mine ain't gonna sell 1 million, but it's gonna sound right there with it.
Is all your Progress on Spotify?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Damn.
I think. Yeah.
How do people find that?
Tracks of the Urn.
Tracks of the Urn Progress.
TRACKCITYURN.
So is that your rap name?
Yeah.
Tracks of the Urn?
Yeah.
Why not just Urn?
Because I ain't going to let Tracks of the die of.
Why would it die?
It can't with that.
You'll never think you would not be Track City?
No.
What if Rick Ross like, yo, come join Maybach?
Maybach, Track City Iron.
But you can't say that. Come join Maybach, but you can't say that.
Maybach, Track City, man. Track City, Maybach.
He rip up the contract. Get the fuck out, nigga. Go to Wingstop.
Yeah, I'll go to Wingstop then.
Man, I wish I owned the Wingstop.
Let's go.
So what's the all right. You have 7 progresses out right now.
Yeah.
Favorite song from each one?
From part one, Rap Trap.
Rap Trap?
Yeah. Check out the lab. See, I'm coming progress 8, progress 9. It's going to be more club feel. And then progress 10 is going to be progress X. And that's going to be all my favorites.
Yeah. Okay. How many tracks you looking?
I don't know. As many as I like.
Yeah. Okay, so
might be a double disc.
do you think, and I know we've had this conversation, and I know it's a good time to talk about it. Dropping an album or a mixtape every month or every 2 months or 3 months, do you think like the amount of songs could be overwhelming to the ears of a listener who is trying to keep up with your progress?
I don't know.
I guess it just depends on the person, I guess.
Yeah. I guess it depends on your ears.
But, I mean, what is your take on that, though?
I like it because I don't ever have to hear the same shit twice.
But, I mean, you can still shorten them up.
Hearsay, she say, man. damn. That's my answer. I just do what I want to do, man.
I know, but do you think about the career, though?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to go back and look at that. Because right now, everything I'll drop is about to be legendary shit.
But what I'm saying, though, like, if you were to get signed right now, they probably would be like, all right,
they can go wipe my whole shit out at that point.
But they'll probably be like, you got to slow down on progress. You probably
kill it. Once I get signed or get that check, it's dead.
Okay, then why wouldn't you start something and sign yourself?
I guess I'll try. You know, I just don't know the steps.
Hey, you got to get the business shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of steps.
Shout out to my boy Lowkey. I know he knows a lot, man. I need to go sit down with him again.
You should have that nigga mentor you.
He kind of does. From far away.
Well, you should have a mentor you on a greater scale of just telling you on what you need to do and how you need to get there and everything like that.
Yeah. Probably right.
What is Loki do? He's just making God. Beats out
that,
there.
He making beats and selling them computers. Fucking if you need like a computer with like 32 RAM and shit, 32 gigs of RAM. Like ours got like 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Downtown 32. You know what you can do with that? And it's already loaded up with like Pro Tools, Photoshop, fucking bing, 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 bing.
Then why don't you tell him to give you Photoshop?
Because I don't want to overload this computer, man.
What do you mean?
I'm scared.
Gualito.
Shit.
shit running heavy right now.
So, have you ever thought about doing like a joint album with like a R&B singer?
I would. I got a Mexican R&B singer that's gonna come through. She's gonna cover all his like singing songs. And shit. Yeah. The backgrounds and shit. Shout out to Auntie.
You should have her do.
I named her Auntie.
Why?
Because me and her like cousin.
She's Indian.
Like her cousin. No. Her fucking niece is my age. Yeah. We were all chilling, and that's her aunt. So we were just calling her Auntie. Mm.
Yeah. I thought you'd be like, yo, her niece is like my brother's cousin's sister's daughter.
It was weird. It's like at the bowling alley. I just start calling her Auntie.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's a singer. Okay.
She can sing like a motherfucker, though.
Yeah? Yep. That's the thing, man. Like, I just hate the fact that in this town or city, whatever the fuck you want to call it, man, like, you don't hear too many singers. Or if they do sing, it's not the type of thing that you would really rock with.
Yeah. She's different, though.
Yeah.
She'd be winning, like, every karaoke contest to come out.
Yeah. I would have to say, but, I mean, you know, life's more than karaoke.
I lost my weed.
Oh, man. I almost feel like we have to pause it.
I'm going
to
find it real quick, man.
Well, while you're looking for that weed, I want to give the people and let the people know that you can find all these wonderful episodes at www.mokeandfriends. That's mokeandfriends with a Z.com. And your boy is on, I'm on iTunes now. So, you know, y'all motherfuckers ain't got no excuse. You non-SoundClouders. I'm on iTunes now. So you can.
YouTube? Hey, look.
I be too lazy, dog. I need somebody to do
that
for
you. Gotta go through the site that I use, bro.
What? It does it for you?
Yeah. It puts it on everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that. I barely got an Instagram. Moking Friends on Instagram. Same way with a Z. I would give out my podcast number, but I don't have it on me right now. It's somewhere. But, yeah. So.
And if you listen to music and you're done listening to all the bullshit, get your ass on anything at Track City Earn.
Track City Earn. Yeah. Get Progress 1 through Progress 7.
1 through 7. Get 7 the, out now. Just barely dropped. Shit's hotter than grease.
Get the anti-mumble tape.
Anti-mumble in the building.
You know. Coming. You know.
Repetition, man. That's why I figured out. That's what the mumble rap I hate is, a repetitive ass mumble motherfucking rap.
Every day as life goes on, I fall deeper in love with Lil Uzi Vert.
That's a difference.
I love his shit, dog. But see, the thing is, like, I've always just, like, I'm a fan of music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so with me not, I feel like with me not being a rapper, like, I get that. I could like anything.
You always say you ain't no fucking rapper. You a fucking rapper, man.
I mean, but you know what I mean, man. Like, I'm...
it's a trade. Once you go rap...
It's a trade.
Probably won't be back, you know?
I'm a guy who just casts his paws all over America, man. That's all I
like
do.
Like a fucking Pokemon hunter.
Try to, man. You know what I'm saying? Go around catching people. And, man, one thing, man... it's hard figuring out, like... podcasting people out here, man, because it's just like, it's hard to meet somebody and then have like a great conversation and they'd be like, yo, I think we should podcast, and then when they hit you with that, like, what's a podcast, and then, or you got them people who be like, yeah, I'll podcast.
They say, what's a podcast? That shouldn't be on one,
right? I mean, because once they say what's a podcast, I kind of may go into it, or I kind of just like sit back and be like,
whenever I'm bored as fuck,
huh,
whenever I'm bored chilling, I always just listen to podcasts too.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts. You know, I've kind of been slacking.
I listened to podcasts before you started podcasting. Yeah. I had one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I was the very first inventor.
Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm the inventor of podcasts.
Shut the fuck up.
Niggas don't know that, though, because I stayed behind the scenes a little key about it. Yeah.
I think Half-Breed was probably podcasts before.
No, before Half-Breed did.
Half-Breed because podcast like 3 years.
Bruh, I did it like fucking 6 years ago.
Oh, come on, guy.
Iron Radio. Earn a Dollar Radio.
Come on,
Look it up, man. I'm telling you. I still got a bunch. I got a grip gang of podcasts on my computer. Unreleased.
I feel like you're lying.
I don't lie.
I just tell lies.
No lies, man.
No lie.
That's to save the life, man.
So you're not a writer?
Nope.
You don't? Why?
I'm a thinker.
Why aren't you a writer?
Because my head moves fast enough. And I don't even need to waste ink or kill trees.
But, I mean,
I write ideas down. I write topics down.
I was talking about a writer in music.
I could. I could write you the fuck out of some shit. But I ain't gonna.
Why?
I don't want carpal tunnel.
The fuck out of it. I mean, what if there's like some heartfelt shit you want to do and it's like, yo, you should probably.
I can just feel it. Like, I lock myself in a room with it and I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kudos.
I write it right on the screen.
What?
I could write it right on the screen.
Like type it?
Nope. Voice. Voiced it. Yeah. Same way you write it, the same way you don't write it.
What?
The same way you write it is the same way you don't write it. Just everything you're thinking when you're writing it going through the pen, you're spitting it because it's your own shit. You know what
I mean? I just feel like writing, you get to spend like more time with it, and
you can spend way more time with it with the mic. Also, the mic is my pen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just different because I was never one to, like, I don't like most times, like when I do try that or do make skeletons, like I usually don't go back to it, because I'm not putting my all into it. Because I feel like when I write, that's me like putting my all in thinking, and you know what I'm saying. Because, but I mean, like everybody's different. Because I mean, I was always like a good freestyler when I was fucked up. Like whenever I was like on X, nigga, I was good, but I always felt like I was a good freestyler in my head enough to write it down, but I wasn't a good freestyler like out, because like verbal, because I just stumble in whatever.
I got good at freestyling, man.
Would you classify you freestyling, or are you?
Nah, this is like now what I'm making. This is like.
Could you go back and edit?
Yeah, it's not. It's written verbally.
Right.
Spitting.
Right. I knew, like, you could say written and verbally.
It's spitting.
Spitting verbally, herbally. Bitches getting gerbally.
Yeah. But I can make a song real fast.
Yeah. I can write a song fast. Sometimes.
But, yeah, but then you gotta go back and spit it. See? By the time when you get done writing it, it's the same way you get done writing it on the screen when the whole thing's done already.
Possible. It's possible.
It's clinically proven.
By who?
Dr. Earn.
Dr. Earn.
Make you feel good.
So what made you want to...
I dropped the intro on Progress 8 yesterday out the blue.
You dropped it?
Just on SoundCloud for a little bit. It's cold.
What made you... Why do you say you're comparing this to the Carter?
Because that's what I want it to be.
Why Carter 3?
Because the Carter 3 made you feel some type of way.
Really? Yeah. I think Carter 1 or Carter 2. I mean, Carter 3...
Carter 3 has a feeling.
Yeah, but I think Carter 2 is probably the better. I think Carter 1... Carter 1 is my favorite.
Carter 2 is good.
Carter 1 is my favorite, but Carter 2, the rapping was a lot better. But yeah. Carter 1...
And my little brother showed me Carter 2.
Yeah.
He got it before me. Yeah. He was like in first grade.
Damn, Young Gua.
That boy was writing rhymes. It's like way back.
Really?
He's a hip-hop head big time, bro. So I know if he likes my shit, it's good. So I always got to make sure he likes
it. You should get him on it, man.
He's on it, bro, but he ain't on it. He can't spit.
I never know that. Too shy. And then come through and just say, yo, just be like, yo, this is how you record.
I'm sure he's got bars because...
Son, this is how you record, and I'm going to leave. And so you just... You do what you got to do, Young Gua.
Shout out.
And the Young Gua. Looks like a soccer player. Look, he a professional soccer player.
He does. Motherfucker look like he can play some tetherball.
Yeah, with his foot.
What's tetherball?
The thing when it's on the roping.
Yeah.
Mau bow.
Yeah. There's a little gauge hole in the blunt.
Why? It's a gauge.
It'll still poke through.
It's the carb. Man, dude.
And that's the only CD I got right now that I like, so.
What?
Carter 3. Carter.
Yeah. So you got the original one, too.
If I compare my, I'm comparing my, I'm trying to get my mix. It's really like a battle with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
I understand, like, I mean, because I was always one to mix myself. I think Roger was the only person in my life who've ever mixed me, but it was dude Andy. Shout out Andy. But why won't you just like have somebody else mix it? Therefore, you don't have to worry about all that.
Because then I got to pay him every fucking time for every song I make for it to sound the way I want. And that is not even... Well, I can do it, you dig?
Yeah.
I got you.
I am so cooked.
Fucking it's a business move.
Business move. So...
I don't know. It's going to look right.
Do you think you need to... What is your aspect on the business side of it? Because I know, like...
I don't know.
Well, shouldn't you try to get to know that?
Yeah.
Because what if, you know, record deal comes and you don't know if niggas is fucking you?
Shit, man. If they throw me, I just need some bread. That's the thing.
Right. You can get bread.
I'd probably get fucked out of the deal because I just want some bread.
And then you in debt forever.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just need bread.
But you do realize that you could make more bread independent, but you don't have that big machine to back you up like a major to do a perfect rollout.
I don't know how that works around here.
But it seems like majors care about you when you're hot and when you drop. But like after you drop,
and I think once I go hot, I'll just stay hot for life.
I think that's everybody's goal though.
But I'm way colder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then who?
Everybody.
Hov.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Hov.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't care.
Like confidence.
I like it.
Hove.
I don't care, man.
444.
Yeah, I'm coming for the fucking block, man.
Block top.
Shout out.
Come everybody. Everybody. So, I mean.
Shout out to the little young D-man, too.
Who's that?
Midland. Putting on for the city.
I think only rappers I know in Midland is like C-Weave.
You need to talk to them. Who? He's with Diamond.
C-Weave?
No, D-Man.
Yeah. I'm supposed to talk to Diamond. It's just, we just be real sluggish on this communication tip.
She probably hates you because of me. I'm just playing. She don't even hate me. I don't think she hates
me. Diamond fucks with me tough, man. Like,
she's cool, man.
We go way back.
She was cool. We just had a misunderstanding.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? One story about Diamond, which I was going to wait for her to be on my show to talk about. But I met Diamond like probably when I was like 19, and I just known of her from the rap scene. But I was in the mall one day and she was there, nigga. And I was like, oh yeah. And like, she literally like let me hang out with her in the mall, and she went shopping and she like bought me shit while she was shopping.
She's balling.
Like, she's buying me clothes and shit, dog. And like, after that, I never saw her until like now. And it's been like damn near almost 10 years.
Pretty
and I told her about it. She was like, oh my God, yeah, I remember you. And I was just like, yo, like, why did she do that? Like, thank you. But like, I don't, she was just like cool as fuck. And she like took me shopping off of the strength of like me just being like, what's up? No numbers exchange or nothing. She's like, all right, see you around.
She's pretty breaded up.
Yeah. But I know she has two artists here. She has two artists. I know she has a girl.
Yeah, I think it might be her daughter. Either way,
I wonder how she sounds. I know she's fucking with like big time producers, like Memphis Hits and shit.
With who?
Memphis Hits. You know him? He made it last year. I know he's right now. He's married to Lil Wayne's ex-wife. Cause that's what he's known for now, but don't kill me, people, because I know he's produced some shit. The Pop Lock and Drop It.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he made that beat and a whole bunch of other shit.
I like that beat.
Yeah, that beat was dope, dog. I'm actually probably going to download that.
What's up, man?
I like that.
You trying to make some music?
I ain't a rapper, man. I'm just high. I'm just a journalist.
I'm just high.
So, when can we expect Progress 8?
Soon.
Okay. What can we expect from Progress 8?
Greatness.
What can we expect from Progress 9?
Twerk something.
Just gonna be like clubby?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So since you're saying you're gonna do progress all the way until like,
I guess so.
So
get some progress made.
So you go, just you going past 12?
Yeah. If maybe.
Nice.
Probably 20.
So damn, an hour went by quick.
Chinga.
Give the people some information about you, how to find you.
Everywhere at Track City Urn. TRACKCITYURN. You can email me, trackcityworldwide@gmail.com. TRACKCITY world, WORLD, wide. You know how to spell wide.
WID.
Yeah. At Gmail. And what else is there? Hit me up, 352-1491, 432 area code. Shit.
Okay.
Find me everywhere, man. I'm trying to be in your mama's cassette tape, you dig?
And that's on Spotify, Tidal, all your major.
Spotify, outlets. Amazon, Google Play, iTunes.
Track YouTube. City Urn Progress 1 through 7 available now.
Listen to him backwards.
Follow him on Twitter, Instagram.
All that.
Listen to him backwards. You might hear a different message.
I don't tweet too much, but it's more just music posting.
Okay, that's dope.
But yeah.
Yeah, check out the IG. This is Moak and Loudpack Urn.
Loudpack Urn running through the Black Sheep Field.
Reporting live from the
Sri Lanka.
From Sri Lanka Studios.
Yeah.
In the Urna Cave.
Yeah, man. Ain't no rooms like this.
Nah, this room, I might try to make this room like the cover art. But, free fees.
Free the feezy, man.
Be my brother.
Yeah.
There in Florida. Everybody, hold your head. This is Moak and Urn.
We out.
We are out this bitch. Peace to the motherfucking Middle East. Pow. Yeah. What's your life about? What's your life about? What's your life about? What's your life about? Niggas with gun in the mouth. Niggas that run in the house. Niggas that kill all the mouse. Niggas is talking too much. And I'm lighting more blunts. But I never fake the fuck. I swear my nigga, I'm running amok. Chasing them, I rip the fucking face of them. I fucking then replace again. My nigga, I need an eighth again. I'm late again. Yet they fear me when I'm never here. Burn a nigga like Everclear. But I can't when I'm out this atmosphere. When I'm out this atmosphere. Two-seater, one passenger. We be flying like everywhere. Drunk driving, I'm always there. Hoes hiding, they always scared. What you scared for, bitch? Buckle up in the mind of a nigga one time for a nigga if you really wanna see. What your life about? Niggas running your house, gun in your mouth like pop, 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 pop. That's true. Tell them niggas ain't ready for the war. Cause I got some for that ass.
Yeah, niggas ain't ready for this war. Cause I got some for that.
Tell them niggas ain't not ready for this war. Cause I got some for that ass.
Ain't not ready for this war. Cause I got some for that ass.
You ain't ready for this war, now where your ammo pack? Heat seeking bars, find shelter when I blast that. Miraculous recovery just when I bounce back. So when the money come, I'm gon' spend it. Drop an eighth off to Mo, bring my own and let him smoke. Put some lean up in my coke with some jackets, no joke. I see you spitting at the club and straight choke. My momentum getting heavy, so I doubt I go broke. Keep talking and your life gon' get revoked. But Urn ain't no P.O., understandably. I've been underrated all my life, but I always became outstanding. Done started from the gutter, now I'm feeling like a manic. Okay,
I'm gonna buckle up in the mind of a nigga one time for a nigga if you really wanna see. What your life about? Niggas running your house, gun in your mouth like pop, 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 pop. That's true. Tell them niggas ain't ready for the war. Cause I got some for that ass.
Yeah, niggas ain't ready for this war.
Tell the niggas ain't not ready for this war. Cause I got some for that.
Ain't not ready for this war.
for the room. Got some for that end. You're not ready for this war.
Little nigga, watch the homie shoes. And if it's real, you can tell by the homie moves. Two-stepping with the devil till the afternoon. And I be beasting every day like it's the full moon. Can't you see my fur? Know what the fuck I'm worth. I make the kitty purr. She stuck on my words. I be with Mother Earth. She keep the greenest herb. It be the meanest and cleanest high I ever seen. Never seen with the name sin. Never seen what the fuck I seen. I been where I been. Think twice before you fix your lips around. Dick rider not allowed. Bitch pow. And the flow so semi or a calico bird shot stunt man drop top prime time moke man pure nigga coke man ain't no motherfucking joke man.
Get that shit one more time. One more. It's true, duh. Yeah.
Little nigga, watch the homie shoes. And if it's real, you can tell by the homie moves. Two-stepping with the devil till the afternoon. And I be beasting every day like it's a full moon. Can't you see the fur? Know what the fuck I'm worth. I make the kitty purr. She stuck on my words. I be with Mother Earth. She keep the greenest herb. It be the meanest and cleanest high I ever seen. Never seen with the name sin. Never seen what the fuck I seen. I been where I been. Think twice before you fix your lips around his dick. Riding's not allowed. Bitch, pow. And the flow so semi, you're a calico bird shot stunt man, drop top prime time moke man, pure nigga coke man. Ain't no motherfucking joke man. Yeah, yeah.